Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And then, of course, this week was the T-Mobile deal. I downloaded that first thing in the morning yesterday.
But again,
Tuesday. Royals games are blacked out.
Royals will not be on that. I have it, too. I have T-Mobile. It's great. I get the package and everything but the Royals. But sometimes you watch the opponent, and it's called good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the workaround.
Yeah.
You go up your local announcers and you watch the...
But I don't think you can get the foreign broadcasts on... The way broadcasts
Yeah,
on
I think that ended in after spring training.
Yeah.
I thought last year during spring training I was watching like other
well, yeah,
ones on
pick and choose which games they put.
I was watching like, you know, they play the Brewers. You watch the Brewers one. But I don't think you can do that in the regular season even, can you? Then the Brewers want to get clipped too?
I don't know anymore.
That might be the workaround. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you can't watch the Royals broadcast even if you have the MLB TV app.
Yeah. But it's available to you. Like, yeah, I don't like the Royals aren't on.
They're on.
They're on.
Just, yeah. It's not
but
as.
Is it jumping through a hoop or is
widespread.
It just adapting to modern times?
A little bit of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to decide if you're willing to go get it. If you continue to put up barriers to going getting it, people make their decisions based on that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But also look at it this way.
If you're
on cable because of the Royals, you can get rid of cable in that $70 a month fee and pay $19.99 just for the Royals.
But
you're
how many,
saving
yeah.
money.
Yeah. And how many people, though, are just on cable just for the Royals?
I bet there's more than you think,
probably
right?
You probably say that, but then you get rid of those other channels. And goes, oh, I watched those too. You know? So.
I mean, I'm trying to think, like, other than the Royals and then football. What else I need the cable for? And look, I may ditch the cable, but going to U2 TV is the same thing. I mean, it's
correct.
Six of one, half a dozen
it's
of the
correct.
Other.
Yeah.
I need the DVR on Sunday. Until I can figure out a workaround to that.
I gotcha.
I'm going to be on cable.
I have foregone that.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need it. You're on the field, bragger.
Well, I mean, I'd like to watch some of those games, but I have decided it's not worth the cost of doing that.
Correct. Yeah. Right.
But I suppose you get NFL Plus now and do that if you wanted to. That's your other workaround.
What is that?
NFL Plus.
NFL Plus. Yeah, but how quickly are the games put up on there? That's my biggest concern.
It might be I don't think it's immediate. I think it's.
Am I going to have to wait 20? Yeah, see, I don't have time
something
for
like, something like that.
Kids got a noon soccer game on
you
Sunday.
You want to watch it at 7 p.m. or 4:45
yeah,
or whatever.
Whenever I get home or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Somebody says, I did cancel YouTube TV, got an HD antenna for my local channels, then got Bally Plus for the Royals.
That's brilliant,
there you
man.
Go. That's the workaround.
Yeah.
That is the workaround.
From the 913, what do you guys think of the Baltimore Bridge?
I think it needs redone.
Yeah, it's tough.
Meanwhile, a reset for baseball?
Yeah, there's an article on The Athletic written by Jason with a Y Stark, and it's baseball's missing milestones. How long will 500, 3,000, 300 drought last? Who could end it? And going in, this is the first baseball season I think we're entering, or second baseball season that we're entering, where for the first time since 1977, no one has 500 home runs, 3,000 hits, or 300 wins, right? It's been a very long time. And so before that, I think you had to go back to like the 40s or 50s before you went into a baseball season where somebody wasn't on the cusp of doing something like that. So those numbers anymore, do they matter? Remember, we used to be beholden to the 500 home runs, 3,000 hits, 300 wins. You were looked at as a Hall of Famer if you reached those milestones, right? And so Jason Stark had an article about that on The Athletic. But this is a quote that jumped out to me like turkey by Bill James. And as we know, Bill James is the end-all be-all when it comes to Major League Baseball. And he said, quote, baseball in the last 10 years has begun to drift away from its historic norms in a few unprecedented ways. This has consequences. And I saw that quote, and it stood out to me because I'm like, yeah, over the last 10 years, baseball has begun to drift away from its historic norms. No longer are we talking about 500 home runs, 300 wins, 3,000 hits. We've taken into account a lot of analytics to make up for why players are bad and to keep ownership off GM's asses for another couple of years to allow them to ride the gravy train. And so that's kind of where baseball has gone. Gone are the historic norms that we were used to, and in are all of these useless analytic things that just keep people employed. And so I read that quote by Bill James. I'm like, you know what? If Bill James is talking about right now baseball drifting away from its historic norm, isn't it time then for baseball to really hit the hard reset? Like, the number one reason why baseball, I think, for most people, was refusing to change things that they really needed to change was because of those records.
Records, yeah.
Right? Nobody cares about those records anymore. Nobody gives a rip. Anybody who's 40 and under probably doesn't even know anything about baseball records like we did when we were growing up, right? You knew about all of these numbers and who the home run leader was, strikeout, all this kind of stuff. You knew those numbers. Nobody knows that stuff anymore. And I think now is the perfect time for drastic change in baseball, because these numbers, these records, these 300s, these 5,000s, these 3,000s, these 500s, they're becoming more meaningless by the day. Fans care less and less about them as the days go by. And that, to me, means it's the perfect time to open the door for drastic baseball change. Number one, get rid of the AL-NL. Go with the East and West. I think we're headed to that direction. You wait for the next collective bargaining agreement. We've talked about this for a long time now. 100 regular season games is more than enough. America likes games that matter. The NCAA tournament just set record numbers of TV watching because it's one and done. It's games that matter. It's a sprint, not a marathon. Baseball reduces to 100 games. Games matter more because
you know, I've been
then,
on that train forever.
Right. Then you have 250 game seasons, two halves to the season. You can have a first half winner and a second half winner, as we've talked about for all of these years.
Like the minor leagues have done forever, yeah. Which I think are kind of fun.
Right. You can start the season in mid-April. We're opening again tomorrow. And for a lot of the country, there's snow on the ground. You can start the season in mid-April, take it through mid-August, and then gives you the ability to have 120 days in total for the season, 100 games, 20 off days, 7 teams from each conference make the postseason like we do now, and then you're done with your playoffs by the end of September, and then football really kicks into full gear in October, and you're not competing with the NFL when the NFL is getting ready to go right into the meat and potatoes of its season. So baseball will thrive. Baseball will be rejuvenated. And for the folks who still like the history and the records, Cooperstown, go visit.
I'll tell you all about them.
Yeah. I think now's the perfect time for baseball to do some of this stuff.
Yeah, because I don't think even like our age group, who was pretty beholden to the records for a while because we knew them,
yeah,
and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
If we're wavering, right, like, whatever, records.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of those big ones will still be there, but I don't need, you know, you'll just keep records in a different way now. You're talking about, you know, the hardest hitter.
Or you just start new ones.
The hardest hitter.
Yeah.
Or the least likely to ground out or whatever.
Or you just say the new era of baseball. Like with the NFL, we talk about it all the time. Pre-merger and post-merger. All the time.
And guess what that does as well? Creates talk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if he's as good as Babe. You know? Okay,
great.
Oh,
yeah.
We all have those debates, right?
Yeah.
Those debates are fun. It would increase talk of baseball if someone was setting new records.
Yeah.
It actually would pick up the... Yeah. The chatter on it.
And I know everybody's texting in about it. It'll never happen. Owners want the inventory of games.
Of course they do. That's the problem.
Of course they do.
That's the problem.
But you create a bigger event. You can charge a little bit more.
Because they're still telling you that Mondays with a third of the stadium is profitable somehow.
Right.
I don't get it. But
I don't get
they'll
it
tell
either.
You that. Yeah.
Right. But I think people are going to take more of an interest because games matter more. And when things matter more, you don't look at it and go, it's Tuesday, May 5th. That game doesn't matter. But now all of a sudden it's Wednesday because you play games Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, off Monday and Tuesday under my plan, right? And you play those later in the week games. More people go to games later in the week as you get closer and closer to the weekend. Weekends get your best crowds. But now all of a sudden that Wednesday night game actually means something because 50 games is going to determine whether or not you're in the playoffs. You have a bad first half of the season. You also get to hit the reset button. It keeps more people interested. Like, look at the Royals. They're never in this thing after April, right? Let's hope they get to May. But if they're not in it at the early part of the season after the first 50 games, well, then you hit the reset button and everybody's back in it. And it's creating more opportunity for more teams to be in it, more fan bases to get excited, more opportunity for you to go to the ballpark. You're going to go to the ballpark in July and August if you believe that your team has an opportunity. And if they stub their toe in the first 50 games, but you hit the reset button and everybody's 0-0 again, hell, we got another opportunity to do that. So you give teams two different opportunities to make the playoffs in the same season. I don't see what the problem is with that.
No, I think that's a fun way to go about it. I've always liked the minor league setup of that one. I've always liked the reduced number of games. Someone does point out, go to 100 games, you're probably not going to have 100 lost seasons. I'd be good with that as well.
Yeah.
We will talk to Matt Cotrero, the Royals skipper, coming up at 9 o'clock. He'll join us to start our weekly visits with him Wednesdays at 9. He'll join us coming up in a little more than 45 minutes. Who would you knock out? We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the morning on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The girls are all jockeying at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm a star. So I got them strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy why he's so fly. He said, Funky Cole Medina.
Music on the way back Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Include your name, you get the credit.
Our buddy Brandon went a little tone loke this morning. A little Funky Cole Medina right here on R&B 610 Sports Radio.
All right, so did you see this video of Vince Young getting knocked out?
Oh my God, he got dropped.
Man, bar fight in Houston, where there's a lot of hold me back. Hold me back going
on. Hold me
on.
Back, bro. Oh, hold me back.
There was a lot of, like, fat bullpen guys waddling right, out with yes. the hold
a lot of guys
me back.
With, a lot of guys yeah. with hats.
Right.
Right? And
then some guy talk, pulls a Graham Lloyd and just jacks
some talk going on. There was, like, an elbow thrown that was a little bit suspicious. And then as it starts to, like, move from the bar kind of down a hallway, this guy just goes, wha-pow, and knocks Vince Young out.
Out.
Like, I mean,
dropped.
It was pretty violent.
Yeah.
Like the rest the other buildup really wasn't. There was just not.
No, you were watching like, I get to the juice.
Yeah, like bar people just come throw these guys out. It'll be fine. But somebody just went with one punch.
Yeah.
Just got him right in the chin.
I mean, it was like you're playing Tyson's punch out and you hit Glass Joe and dropped him.
Yeah. And it wasn't like the fade back either.
No.
Boom.
Down. Out.
And he was smaller than Vince Young.
Right.
But he got right in the.
Vince Young's a big guy now.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a big boy.
I mean, he fell like a can of corn.
Man.
He really did. Yeah.
Although, a can of corn got caught. He didn't get caught. The floor caught him.
This was a sack of potatoes.
The floor caught him. So.
I hope the floor wasn't hurt because he took a big fall.
Yeah. TMZ had the video, of course. Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was like security camera for the bar is what they had. So, the bar sold it to him, took some money out of it.
They're like, watch this.
Yeah. $100,000, $10,000, what do you got here?
You couldn't hear anything, so you couldn't tell if he was, but it looked like he was almost trying to be peacemaker for a little bit.
And then he
got mad, and then they were a lot of hold me back people, and then their one punch that got thrown.
Boy, oh connected. Boy. I mean, it left him done.
So he's on the, unconscious on the floor of this bar.
Yeah. I mean, that was probably a harder hit than he ever took playing football.
So 913-586-7610, who would you want to sucker punch?
Tyreek Hill, there's no question.
What athlete would you like to sucker punch?
Oh, it's got to be athlete.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, athlete.
Yeah.
Athlete. I think Draymond Green's on my list. Wow. I am tired of Draymond Green. I am just tired of Draymond Green. Yeah. Although I do like his new commercial. I think it's pretty funny.
I was going to say, the commercial's really
good. The commercial's
good,
pretty funny because that's pretty much him in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. mistake, borderline mistake. And then, try to grow from it. Okay. I believe your words and maybe, but if you're playing against him, you'd have to just punch him in the face.
Right.
You'd have to. Then former athlete like VY, I think would still be LeSean McCoy.
LeSean McCoy.
I mean, I would never do it, publicly or whatever. I'd back down completely in that instance. But two-time Super Bowl champion
LeSean
McCoy still pisses me off.
You don't like him, huh?
Yeah.
I'm still going Tyreek Hill. Nothing's changed my mind.
Aaron Rodgers is working his way up the list.
Oh, man.
He's climbing the list
fast.
He's
climbing
fast. Yeah, he really is. Yeah.
The Paul brothers are climbing fast. I'm knocking out Jose Bautista and Josh Donaldson. I'm giving them a two-piece. Yeah. Same time.
Same guy.
Boom, boom. Bye-bye.
All right.
I can't stand them.
You're going to rude Ned Odor, Jose Bautista again?
Man, look, yes. Glasses falling off, hat falling off, and you're hitting the ground.
Mm. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So you don't like either of those
Neither
guys.
Neither one of them.
Good. It's funny how you get these grudges for players, and you'll never let them go.
Never.
You just won't let them go.
It's the first thing when I was looking at it last night. First thing popped in my mind, those two douches.
Yeah.
Just pop them both right in the dome.
Right in the face. All right.
Right in that fantastically coiffed beard.
Oh, yeah.
Of Jose Bautista.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very nice beard.
Yeah, he did.
Go watch the Rude Ned punch again, though, man. I mean,
it's just so good.
Wow.
That's a fight. I mean, that is a baseball fight. Yeah. Problem is, Rude Ned Odor hasn't done anything since that fight.
Is Vince Young in the concussion protocol? Very good.
Yeah.
Very valid question. I believe yes. Yeah. After that one, I believe yes.
Mm-hmm.
Some votes coming in from you on the text line, 913-586-7610 Joe Buck,
of course, right off the bat.
Madison Bumgarner. All right. We're still mad. That was just to get him out of the way, right?
You should have sucker punched him before game seven.
That's what somebody said. Yeah. Madison Bumgarner, so he wouldn't have been able to pitch.
Or after, as the story goes, as I've been told, Ned went up to him after game six and goes, I'm glad we don't have to see you again.
Don't.
Hey, Ned, there's a game seven.
Justin Tucker from the 816. I don't know if that's Kelsey or Holmes texting in.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow or Nick Sirianni. Yeah, a lot of people are upset about Nick Sirianni still. Didn't he get his by the flaming out in the playoffs and almost getting fired?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Big Dom isn't there to protect his ass anymore.
Yeah. Either of the Paul brothers, probably Jake from the 816. You can't knock out either one of those guys, though. Even the sucker punch, those two wouldn't go down. To their credit, they can take a punch.
Right.
I don't think take a Mike Tyson punch, whichever one's fighting them, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Smarja, very random, but I like that from the 479. Josh Allen. Kurt Schilling, 100%.
I didn't want to keep Josh Allen right where he is. He doesn't win when it matters.
Yeah. Jamar Chase. A lot of Chiefs fans not happy with Jamar Chase. Again, I go scoreboard on that guy. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Serve me up a little John Gruden. on the 816. It's like I said, serve me up a little
Jenner. Serve me up a little John Gruden, well. Yeah.
D Ford coming in from the 816.
Yeah.
Again, I feel like we've overcome those hurdles. We overcame the Bautista one, too, but still, I'm in on it.
Here's a completely random
Dan Orlovsky
that I love.
Oh, I'm in on that.
Or Orlovsky, yeah, that makes everybody's list. Ali Farouk Manesh coming in from the 816.
Nice.
Like, totally random and wonderful.
Nice. I like that. You'd have to figure out which one he was. Because he just sneaks around down to arenas, right?
That's right.
Did he do was a bit this year
that.
At all?
I don't think so, yeah.
Didn't see
nobody remembers him anymore.
We didn't see him in Salt Lake trying to fool Kansas fans or anything?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can keep coming. 913-586-7610. Almost went to 5-7.
A lot of people saying Caleb Williams already. Hasn't even played yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Can I punch spec is the question.
Nah. Russell Wilson coming in. Did you see this guy with these sunglasses looking like a total D-bag lifting? Like, didn't he learn?
I mean, he just can't help himself, right? That was corny as hell.
The only question I have, in all seriousness, Mahomes hasn't worn like the Oakleys working out.
No.
I don't think any of those sunglasses look good. Just going to call it what it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy any of them. But he hasn't done a workout video with the sunglasses on, has he?
I hope not.
Because I wanted to make fun of it, but I was like, oh, did our guy do it
maybe
too?
Maybe throwing.
He's got a sponsorship and he might have them on, and I didn't.
But I don't know an actual workout. Yeah. You know, he's up there wearing his little Steelers shirt on, doing his weights, and those glasses look so stupid.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Stupid.
What is he doing, man? Why does he continue to do this stuff? You look like a dork.
Just play quarterback.
You're Dorcas von Dorcas, man.
Just go play quarterback.
Next thing you know, he's going to be doing like calisthenics on a plane.
So the Big 12 could be on the move again. This would be more of a basketball side of things, I think, right?
Have to be, right?
According to Bro Bible, Big 12 reportedly after Duke to further conference realignment. Mm-hmm. The ACC might be teetering. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The ACC, I mean, Clemson and Florida State.
They're suing the league.
Clemson still in the NCAA tournament, suing its conference.
Uh-huh.
So Clemson and Florida State feel like, okay, if that goes, that whole thing may kind of.
What exactly are they suing for?
Oh, they want out. They just want out.
So just sue?
They just want out.
Sue happy society, yeah, I guess, so right?
Try to way to get out of the league. So the ACC may be going away. So what would you think of Duke? And then the further report is they could be eyeing them to pair with Gonzaga, that was talked about last offseason. Gonzaga and Duke to the Big 12.
What does this do for me?
I love it for basketball, and I love it for sports. I don't really care about. Well, football is the one that brings you money.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
It is, because that's all I care about. Duke and Gonzaga.
But I love it for basketball. I think it'd be fun. Way better ads than the alleged better-for-you football ads of Cincinnati and UCF.
Oh, no question. Yeah.
You know, those were added because of allegedly it's going to make you more money.
I think those were added because they panicked and they didn't have anybody else.
I would rather have Duke and Gonzaga. And if you only bring in basketball to me, so be it.
I have interest
football,
in Gonzaga.
But everybody else can, you know, maybe get a football win.
Yeah.
Helps your bottom line.
Yeah, I know where we are
fun.
In the landscape of sports.
Downtown KC with Gonzaga and Duke here would be great.
Yeah, I have no interest in Gonzaga. They can kick rocks. They bring nothing to the table for me. And Duke.
Just, you know, Sweet 16s and Elite 8s,
yeah,
that's all.
It's college basketball, though. Yeah, this is a football world.
That's what they bring you. They bring you legitimacy to your basketball conference, which would be fun.
But you kind of do have legitimacy now. You got Houston
I'm not saying
and
don't.
Iowa State.
I'm not
Kansas,
saying you don't.
You know?
I think it's a fun ad.
I mean, you would absolutely
yeah.
be
hell of a conference
dominating,
tournament.
You know, conference in college basketball if that's what you're looking for. But college basketball is not that big a deal. Like, the tournament's great, but college basketball.
I am allowed to change sports, Bob, is what I'm telling you. I can change sports just for sports rather than money. I can do that. I can live in that world.
No, you can't.
I can absolutely live in that world. I don't have to pay any of their bills.
I don't have to deal
with any of their greed. I can just say this would be fun for basketball, and it absolutely would.
You can't do that anymore, though. It's all about the dollar. And look, this is why you need to separate. Like, would that be a great basketball conference? Yeah. But this is a football world again. Does it help your football? And the answer to that question is no.
It's an unequivocal no.
It's an unequivocal no, because Gonzaga doesn't have football, and neither does Duke.
And Duke they stick their head up every once in a while.
Right. So if you're going from a football standpoint, now this does nothing for you, but this is why, again, you probably have to separate out basketball and football and kind of create two divisions in football where you have your haves and your have-nots and maybe have relegation where your haves can play themselves in the have-nots and have-nots can play themselves in the haves. And I mean, just spice it up a little bit, right? I mean, we're reinventing sports right here. I still think that's the way you have to go. I still think football still needs to be separated out from to be its own thing, to be its own conferences, to be its own thing, because every decision that is made in college sports is based on football. And that screws all the other sports, as we've talked about. You know, UCLA is now traveling to Rutgers for rowing. What? There's even been talk, and maybe you brought this up, that like UCLA and Rutgers would meet in Dallas and play games because it's easier travel.
Why not?
Did you bring that up?
I did not.
Was that Binkley when you were off?
I did not, but it makes sense. Yeah.
Like that was the talk. Like Binkley was like, no, I heard like some of these schools or somebody brought it up to me. Like they're going to meet in the middle and like, really? Rutgers versus UCLA tonight at the Dickies Arena in Fort Worth. Huh?
We're just going to plan our way through. We're on our way to K-State anyway.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know.
But, I mean, that's what we may get to. So, I just think if you're going to add Duke and Gonzaga, fine. But then just separate football out, man. Just take football and put it in its own beast. Get rid of the conference alignments. Have your best 48 football teams. Then you have your next best 12 or 16 football teams that didn't make the 48, have relegation, the bottom five go out every year, top five go in every year. Like, now we're talking about some fun, but like adding these two schools, knowing that football is
the cash
cow.
Bob, you're not allowed to talk about fun. You're supposed to be talking about money, so that would be fun. You need to take that off your list then.
Well, what the hell can I talk about then?
I'm saying you can. I'm saying you can talk. We can talk about fun of sports, but
we
then
can?
You can't say it's all about the money and then propose something that wouldn't be all about the money. It'd be that actually is back to fun, which I would agree with you.
But
don't you
think that would be about the money too? They get a boatload of money to separate.
Well,
that
I mean,
football,
they would, you know? I don't know if they get a boatload of money, but they'd be able to keep more of it.
Yeah,
they'd be able to, which could be appealing to some of these places. Like, oh, we'd keep more of this and don't have to
share. Oh, that's what it's all about. They don't want to pay anybody any money. Yeah,
those could conceivably happen. But no, I've always been in favor of. Well, I've been in favor of football and basketball separating. But if you separated it further and just said, football's its own beast because, you know, we don't really consider them. Basketball has 330 schools,
right?
For Division One. Well, there's not 330 football programs,
right?
Right. So you've already kind of separated. So just go ahead and fully separate
it.
And just play, you know, leagues. Mm-hmm. And then you still do conferences or if you want for all the other sports and you're still playing regionally.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just think the whole thing's bad for sport regionally for most of the other sports.
Well, it's bad for Gonzaga and Duke, quite honestly, to join a Midwestern conference. Like you realize, like Gonzaga's in Spokane, Washington. That's not close to anything.
No, nor would they like a early college basketball. Come play a.
Go to West Virginia on a Tuesday,
a 9 a.m. game their time and. On Saturday morning or something? I mean,
Yeah, that's right. You got a nooner in West Virginia. That's 9 a.m. their time. Yeah. They'll complain about that because, God forbid, we adjust the time zones.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I love it. I love just for Kansas City. Like, oh, man, could you imagine Duke and
all the
Gonzaga.
Tournament?
Duke
oh, the Big
Gonzaga
12 tournament?
Rolling in here for a Big 12 tournament?
Be
would be
fun from that
great.
Standpoint. Yeah. Man. But again, give me football.
Because what do we have now outside of KU, Iowa State?
Houston.
KU could still use wins, Bob. You got Duke. I mean,
yeah, that's true. Duke, they'd wipe the floor with Duke.
And then Gonzaga.
Duke? What has Duke ever done?
Gonzaga, sorry, you don't have a football program. If you're on my schedule, that's a win. Mm-hmm. You just get a win. They're scheduled in like everybody else.
Yeah.
And if they happen to appear on your schedule, that's a dub.
I mean, so far since Mark Few has taken over 25 years ago at Gonzaga, they've played St. Mary's. Like that's the only school they play.
And they're great. I love Gonzaga St. Mary's. That's a bucket list game.
Gonzaga St. Mary's.
Yes, no, I want to totally go there.
I don't disagree with that.
I would legitimately watch it. If they legitimately just played each other all year, I'd probably watch a bunch of their games.
Well, that's all they do. That's all I ever see is Gonzaga
a bunch
and
of their
St.
Games.
Mary's.
Their conference tournament game is great.
That's all they play is each other.
You know, it's great.
Maybe they mix in the Dons or whatever that San Francisco
Dons every
school
every once
is.
In a while, you know, jump in there.
Like every time you look up, Gonzaga and St. Mary's bracket buster. Yeah, Gonzaga, like, St. Mary's tournament. Gonzaga.
It's like Red Sox Yankees. I know.
Yeah, it is.
I'm in.
Yeah, do you play anybody else?
I don't care.
Do we have to bring St. Mary's?
I don't think so. St. Mary's be like, what?
Who's the coach of St. Mary's?
I have no idea.
Had they ever had anybody that I know?
Never heard of him.
Was it like Doc Severinsen, the coach there or something?
I don't know. I don't know. Someone you've known?
Yeah. Has St. Mary's ever had a coach that I've heard of?
Oh, I don't think so. Unless somebody retired there.
Isn't that where Sutton
like
went?
Like Don Munson, you know, the Don Munson guy went there or whatever.
Who?
Is that his name? Dan Munson?
Oh, the Long Beach State guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Randy Bennett.
Of course, that's Floyd's kid.
Tony's brother.
Right. He's the coach now?
Yes.
Who else is there? Who else has been there? Like, there's a list, obviously, of who coached at St. Mary's. I know I have the same Google as y'all, but...
Well, it's just mine's a little slower than yours today. I mean, we've reduced our bandwidth with the
security cameras. Yeah, the internet doesn't work as good with the damn security cameras.
There's a regulator.
Ernie Kent? You know,
okay.
Ernie Kent?
Yeah, he was the Oregon coach.
Oregon coach,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about all I got for you.
Just name the names.
Randy Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
This is their all-time winning.
Yeah.
Winning. So Randy Bennett's the all-time winner.
How long's he been there?
23 years.
Okay, I won't know.
So that's why you want anybody else. Yeah. But Ernie Kent was there before him.
Okay.
In the 90s. The former Oregon coach. But you probably don't know Otto Rittler.
Of course
never
I
heard
do.
Of him.
Or Paul Landreau.
Never heard of him.
Frank Laporte.
Never heard of him.
James Weaver.
Never heard of him.
He was a dream.
Lynn Nance, Jim's brother.
Never Jim, heard of him.
James Underhill.
I put it on his tab one time.
Clarence Anderson.
I've never heard of him.
Harlan Dykes.
Never heard of him.
Now we're getting into the 20s and 30s with names like Harlan.
Percival Ritchie.
There you go. That's the
yeah, 2 years in the 1920.
Champ. Percival Ritchie here.
I covered that game.
Yeah.
Percival Ritchie against.
Was against Ernie's
Gonzaga.
Kid Clark?
Well, we're not allowed to know. He was kind of. He didn't want to be. He didn't want to. He didn't want to be known.
Mm-hmm.
Kept under wraps.
So anyway, we're not getting St. Mary's.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Not a package deal.
I don't think so. But Gonzaga, and then I guess you could poach some more ACC teams if you wanted to. I mean, you get North Carolina or you can
well,
get...
Well, I think you add North Carolina. I think you add Clemson. You know. I think you add Florida State. Let's go.
Well, I think Clemson and Florida State want to go to the SEC.
Well, does the SEC want them?
But I think that's where they want to go.
The SEC's at 14 now, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they need to get to 16.
Or
yeah,
20.
I guess Clemson.
Or 20.
Know, that's true. 24.
Or 20. Otto Rittler sounds like an old-timey baseball name for sure.
Oh yeah, he played for the New York Giants at the Polo Grounds back in the day.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah,
yeah.
Had a live arm, like your stuff.
Caught now, up in back a, then he was using the spitball.
Got caught up in a betting scandal.
He wore baggy pants. Yeah. Baggy pants, Foss, back in the day at the Polo Grounds with Otto Rittler.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Otto Titzlinger from the Beaches movie?
Excuse me.
He was the founder of the Brazier originally, and the guy with the last name of Brazier stole the idea.
Mm, all the best ideas Otto. Are ripped off.
And look for the song on the Beaches soundtrack. I want you to play it coming back from break. Okay? I'm at a full swing.
Otto Rittler could catch a can of corn, I'll tell you that, from the 815.
Yes, he could. Oh, SEC is at 16 with Texas at OU. That's right. So they would have to go to 18 to add Clemson and Florida State. That's too many.
No, they're good there.
Thank you from the
913. We're all getting to 20. We're all getting to 20. So get to 20. It's a race to 20.
All right. Do you think the Big 12 will ever change its name or the Big 10? Call themselves the Gigantic 20?
When they get there, yeah.
The Large 20.
Yeah. Big 10.
Or 20 large.
Big 10 times 2 or something.
Yeah. Double the size. Big 10 double.
Super size. Big 10 plus.
Yeah.
Plus plus.
Yeah. Speaking of super size, you see what McDonald's is doing? They're going to start offering the Krispy Kreme donut at their locations.
Love it.
I'm not a huge Krispy Kreme donut fan.
Hot and ready.
But if you're going to go with the Krispy Kreme donut.
I'm just saying, picture yourself at the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, I'll have the, you know, Big Mac combo, whatever. And they're like, would you like a Krispy Kreme donut? Your answer is yes.
Like
they're coming that with the add-on. Could I?
Would you like a Krispy Kreme?
Could
with
I add
that?
A Krispy Kreme donut for a dollar? You're like, yeah. So no, this is brilliant.
You like the idea? See, what I think they need to do though is take it one step further. Make the Krispy Kreme donut the bun for all of their sandwiches,
or an option for that.
Yeah, an option. Yeah. You slice
you want the
Krispy
McGriddle?
Kreme.
Do you want the sausage McMuffin, or would you like the Krispy Kreme?
Steak, egg, and cheese. Could you imagine steak, egg, and cheese on a Krispy Kreme bun?
Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
So there was a minor league team, I think they called the Gateway Grizzlies, out of the St. Louis area years ago, that did have the hamburger with the Krispy Kreme donut bun. Okay. You slice the Krispy Kreme donut in half. Could you imagine a Big Mac on a Krispy Kreme bun instead of the...
Yes.
Sesame seed bun that it's on right now,
or at least give me the middle bun. That wasted middle bun, you put a.
Well, you put, that's what I'm saying. You get rid of that middle bun and you slide a Krispy Kreme in there.
Yeah.
What about a McChicken on a Krispy Kreme with that delicious warm mayonnaise and lettuce, or the Filet-O-Fish on a Krispy Kreme bun, or even just your generic 69-cent cheeseburger at McDonald's with those onions and ketchup and pickles and baby. Even though the McDonald's bun is so soft, you rub it against your face, it's just so pillowy. A Krispy Kreme option would be money in the bank.
I think it's brilliant.
Krispy Kreme, Big Mac sauce, quarter pounder with cheese.
Three all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, all on a Krispy Kreme bun.
Yeah.
You saying no to that?
Absolutely.
Sir, would you like to sub the Krispy Kreme bun for the regular bun for 99 cents? Yes,
I would.
Yes. Who's saying no to that?
Oh, yes, I would. Yeah.
You know, the generic bun will be done.
And then please, could you take another Krispy Kreme donut, crumple it up in little shreds and put it in my Diet Coke, please.
Yes.
just give me a regular donut so I can sidecard.
Another sidecard.
Would you like Krispy Kreme fries with that? What is that? That's a donut cut in sticks that we double fry.
Yes.
And a Diet Coke. Sweet.
Yep.
No, I'm telling you what, man. The Krispy Kreme bun would be the craze that America needs.
I think this is unbelievable. So you watched the documentary and you didn't even know this. We'll get to it next.
Hey, this is Rashee Rice. Wake up with Fesco in the morning, starting at 6 on 610 Sports Radio.
He's a Super Bowl champion. You should listen to him.
Auto titling inventor and kraut had nothing to get very worked up about. His inventions were failures. His future seemed bleak. He fled to the opera at least twice a week. One night at the opera, he saw an Aida, whose bust was so big it would often impede her. Bug-eyed, he watched her fall into the pit, dumbed by the weight of those terrible... Oh, my God! There she blows! Aerodynamically, this girl...
I'm not sure we can go
got
that far
in the
lyrics. The radio version, 913-586-7610. Bob requested that one on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line.
That ain't my
new
fault.
Beaches had a little risque to
a little
it.
Risque.
It said titsling.
Yeah.
Otto Titzlinger was the inventor of the brassiere.
Yeah. Right. No, somebody named Brassiere stole his invention because the end of the song says, do you call it a titslinger or do you buy a brassiere?
Okay.
You got to get the ending.
That's Bob's. Oh, no. We can't go any further.
We can't go any further after that.
Right. I don't believe. Congratulations to those of you listening on the app today.
That is correct. You got a freebie.
Odyssey app. It's unfiltered all the time.
That's right.
Download it for free.
We're raw and uncut.
610sports.com or the Odyssey app. Cody and Gold are out and about today. You can catch them 10 to 2 today. They'll be broadcasting live from Rally House and Independence. So go see Cody and Gold today. They're coming up 10 o'clock from Rally House and Independence today. Our show brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Matt Cotrero, the Royals manager, joining us at 9 o'clock. We'll start our weekly visits with him Wednesdays at 9, coming up in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
6 minutes-ish.
There you go.
I don't hold us to exact times on this show.
Mrs. Q may join. It's opening day. Who knows?
It's just a bad thing. So we heard from Robert Kraft earlier.
He's still talking somewhere. We've caught him back up.
He was muttering stuff earlier, but he's muttering
Tommy
again.
Tommy is the greatest quarterback we've ever had.
You watched the doc.
I've watched nine of the ten.
The Dynasty doc.
The final episode airs tonight at my house. Okay. The exciting conclusion of the Dynasty.
Hope we don't give away the ending.
Well, I can't believe that Bob Kraft is like, you know, they just kind of focused on the negative stuff. We won 20. Nobody cares if you won 21 games in a row. Quite honestly, I didn't know the Patriots won 21 in a row.
Having a 21 game win streak, but apparently they did.
And so
I loved the first three episodes. I really liked. I felt bad that there was so much emphasis on the more controversial and let's say challenging situations over the last 20 years. I wish they had focused more on our Super Bowl wins, our 21 game win streak. You know, I felt bad. There were players who gave hours and hours of interviews, and they felt only the negativity. People like Devin McCourty and Rodney Harrison and Matthew, although I've just heard quietly that they've all felt that way. And actually, there were some really prominent people that were interviewed for hours that never were used. So
this is first experience with this.
Little disappointed mm-hmm. that there wasn't more
He's
of
control
a
the narrative for years, Bob.
Approach, especially for Patriot fans who have lived the experience with us.
So I guess
Bueller.
Did Kent Babb right? Did he? He and the Washington Post have part of this dynasty thing where they're just focusing on the negatives.
Did you know this team won 21 games in a row?
I did not remember that 21 game win streak.
Now that you know that.
But was it in the unbeaten season?
I don't know. What does 21 in a row mean? Because the year before, I don't think they won the Super Bowl and then rolled off 17. Like, I don't know. What is 21 regular season win? What is your gauge on that? So either way, now you know they won 21 games in a row. Do you really care about much more than that? Like, what's the story, right? People like juice. People like
week
dirt.
Week 5 of the 2003 season ended week 8 of the 2004 season.
Okay, who the hell cares?
Well, it's just
honestly.
Well, I mean, that would have been something to like, oh, yeah, I guess so.
Passing comment. The Patriots won 21 straight games, and they were a dynasty. It's a passing statement, right? The juicy stuff sells. If you roll out a documentary talking about the Patriots winning 21 straight games and they're sick, nobody's going to care about that. We want to know what was going on behind the scenes. It was a lockdown organization for 20 years with Bill Belichick in charge. People want to know about the cheating. People want to know about Tom's relationship. People want to know about all that behind the scenes stuff. That's the money stuff. That's what you're watching this for. Like, the last episode I watched, episode 9, was all about why didn't Malcolm Butler play in that Super Bowl? And to this day, whether everybody's just a great liar, nobody seems to know. They even interviewed Malcolm Butler. Then they interview Belichick. Why didn't he play? And Belichick said, well, you know, we almost won the game, whatever. And the producer, reporter, whoever's interviewing goes, that's not what I asked you. Why didn't Malcolm Butler play? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they just showed Bill Belichick just sitting there in silence for what seemed like an eternity, probably 5-10 seconds. But on TV, that's a long period of time. Belichick wouldn't answer. Malcolm Butler still doesn't know. The owner still doesn't know. Players still don't know. That's the stuff people want to know. That's the interesting stuff in all this. Winning 21 in a row is not interesting. It just isn't.
So, 21 in a row, 2003 to 2004, regular season and playoffs. They had a 21-game win streak. That's the longest in NFL history. And then they did a 21 game regular season streak
right
in 06, 07, 08. That is second only to the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
of 23 in a row.
So, I mean, let's think about why they show that side. That's what we like as a consumer.
Yeah.
That's our fault as the consumer. Are you clicking on a headline about Bill cheating or the Pats winning 21 in a row? I know the answer to that question.
Yeah, everybody does. Except
cheating
for
scandal. Well, Pats, nobody cares that you won. A couple of your fans care. It's great. But you're doing a national, international documentary on this organization that for 20 years bullied everybody else. It sure sounds like it from watching this. Like, Bill Belichick was doing something. I think he bullied Bob Kraft. I don't think Bob Kraft had any idea, it seems like, a lot what was going on. Now that he's out and you're peeling back this onion, I think it's coming to life in front of Bob Kraft. Like, what was this guy doing to my franchise for 20 years? Yeah, we had success. You can't argue with it.
No, but you got to leave him do the football. You got to leave him do the football. That's how they
were
successful.
But I think there was more than it seems like there was more than, like, he was running every aspect of that organization. And, you know, they talked about 2014 when they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, Bill was done with Tom Brady. He was ready to move on from Tom Brady in 2014. And eventually Robert Kraft, when they traded Jimmy Garoppolo, said to Bill, Tom Brady's a Patriot for life. We're not trading Tom Brady, so go out and trade Jimmy Garoppolo. And ultimately, he said, I didn't tell him to do that, but I strongly suggested this is the route we should go. And so they traded Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep.
But Belichick was ready to turn it over to
him. Everybody knew that.
You know? God. But I don't think the owner really knew that.
That he wanted Garoppolo?
At first, when they drafted him at the 66th overall pick in 2014.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He probably thought, we're just going to draft a backup quarterback. What are we doing here? Yeah.
And then Bill's like, no, this guy's going to compete for the starting job. We thought Tom was washed.
Mm-mm. Well, owner was right in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Good to keep the band back together there.
Yeah. But, I mean, it really is a very interesting documentary.
Opening day is straight ahead. We'll find out how spring training went in its entirety. And what to look forward to for this upcoming season. Matt Cotrero, the Royals manager, will join us. First of his weekly visits, Wednesdays at 9, coming up next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.